This episode is supported by Active Skin Repair. Active Skin Repair is a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. I just randomly, Vinny was having a toe skin irritation issue, and he ended up having this like skin that was really irritating him, and it was getting kind of like icky, and you know, like when kids start to get like little scabs and scratches and then they want to pick at it, and it was getting worse. And so Active Skin Repair showed up on my doorstep as a result of the sponsorship, and I got to put it to use immediately. And I got the ointment formula, or the like ointment formulation, and then also the spray, and the spray was perfect. So Vinny does not like ointmenty, creamy, lotiony things on his body, but I was able to get out the spray, literally took it out of the packaging the day it arrived, put it on his toe before he went to bed. And the next morning he was like, "Mom, my toe's all better." It was literally like this super amazing cure that helped his toes so quickly. So you can use Active Skin Repair on a wide range of skin issues, including cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, other types of skin damage. It's totally safe, non-toxic, suitable on all types of skin, even parts of the body where you might have rosacea or eczema or have acne-prone skin. This is also safe for the youngest members of your family up to the oldest. So now you have one simple solution for your family's skin health needs. With over 500,000 happy customers and thousands of five-star reviews and super safe and clean ingredients, Active Skin Repair is something that you want to have on hand for your family. So to get your own Active Skin Repair, go to activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order when you use the code SHAMELESS. That's activeskinrepair.com. Use the code SHAMELESS for 20% off your order. activeskinrepair.com, code SHAMELESS. This is the Shameless Mom Academy, episode 862. Show notes for this episode, including any links mentioned in the episode, can be found by going to shamelessmom.com and clicking on episode 862. Welcome to the Shameless Mom Academy. I'm your host, Sarah Dean. I'm here to give you and other passionate, driven, unapologetic moms tools, resources, and a little bit of humor to help you lead more positive, powerful, and purposeful lives every damn day. One of the best things about the Shameless Mom Academy is our community, so be sure to join us in our free private Facebook group to connect with other shameless moms just like you. You can find us over at shamelessmom.com/Facebook. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Mamas, before we dive in, I have a quick but very important update for you. Do not push fast forward. Do not try to skip this. It's important. You need to hear it. So starting this week, the Shameless Mom Academy will be moving to one episode a week. This is not because I'm leaving you, because I love you, I adore you, and I am most definitely not leaving you. It's primarily because I'm actually working on developing a second show. And the second show is going to dovetail very well with the work we are already doing here in the Shameless Mom Academy. I cannot wait to share it with you in the near future. Until then, the Shameless Mom Academy will land in your feed every Monday without fail, because if you have been here since the beginning, you know we never, ever, ever miss an episode. If you need the SMA in your life more than once a week, please dig into our past episodes. There are over 850 other episodes of the Shameless Mom Academy to lift you up every damn day. I love you, mamas, and know that I continue to be in this with you always. Hello, Shameless Moms. I'm so happy to be here with you today, and we are going to dig right in. So I was on social media recently, as one is all the time, and I was going through my Instagram stories, and my dear friend Dana, she's the kind of person that posts church on social media or in her Instagram stories every day. Like, you know, the person who everything they post, you're like, oh yeah, that's the thing I needed to hear today. She just knows. She knows how to bring the church to her Instagram stories, and she'll probably listen to this. So Dana, I love you. So a few weeks ago, she posted a thing in her stories, something that she was sharing from someone else's post. And it was that said, "A year from now, nothing will be the same." And I had this striking moment where I realized, oh my gosh, that's sad, but exciting. And it's maybe bittersweet, but also like, what could be in there? It was this really strange feeling of, I don't know how I feel about that, but also I'm totally here for it. And so when we think about a year from now, nothing will be the same, I think that it makes us realize how impermanent, is that the right word, impermanent, that things are. So we think of things And I think of things like, if I'm in a hard season, I'm like, well, I guess it's just going to be hard forever. And I'm the person, I don't know if anyone else is like this, but I'm the person, if I have the flu or like if my knee hurts, I'm just like, well, this is where I live now. I guess I just have the flu for the rest of my life. I am like, whatever I'm feeling and experiencing right now, I just assume this is how it will be forever. So when you live like that, it's hard to think that a year from now, everything will be totally different, because you just on any given Tuesday, you're like, yep, this is my life forever. And which is funny because I don't behave in that way. I'm always like building new things and growing and challenging myself to embrace new things. But it's funny when I think about life, I often do think about it in this sense that like wherever I am is where I will be indefinitely. And I definitely had this when Vinny was a baby, which was, oh my gosh, one of the hardest parts of newborn land for me. When Vinny was teeny tiny, I just felt like, oh my gosh, we're going to be in this space forever. And I will tell you, it really did impede on my ability to enjoy that season of life. But I just thought like, oh, we don't sleep at all now, so I guess we're never sleeping again. And the baby screams every day. I guess this is who he is, which I mean, also kind of is who he is still, but he did, like, some of the screaming has subsided. So when I think about things, nothing being the same a year from now, I do have this feeling of, oh my gosh, that means like the hard day that I think I'm having here and there, it's just a blip, or the great day is just a blip. And when I think about this idea that nothing will be the same a year from now, especially if you're listening in live time, and it's April 1st, by the way, happy April, April 1st of 2024. And if I think about April 1st of 2025, I think, oh my gosh, like I can't imagine what it'll be like. There's some things that I do know. So I know a year from now, Vinny will be 12. He'll be in the sixth grade. I know a year from now, I'll be 49 and I'll be a year into grad school. I know that my husband, he's 9 years older than me, so he'll be, I'm doing the quick math, will he be 58 then? So, and who knows what career path he'll be on, because he's been unemployed for quite a while now. So when I look forward, I think, oh my gosh, like there's some things that I know, like I know how old everyone will be, but I don't know so many other things. And when I look back to see where things were a year ago to where they are now, I think, oh my gosh, I didn't see those things coming. And how do I feel about those things? So a year ago, I had no idea that Vince was going to lose his job. So Vince lost his job in April. So I had no idea that in 2 months he would lose his job and that he would remain unemployed for coming up on 11 months now. So when he was first unemployed, we were like, oh my gosh, how will we make it through 3 weeks? And now here we are, months and months later. So, and like doing fine. And the things that we thought we couldn't do, I mean, like doing fine, relatively speaking, a job would be very nice, but we've actually figured out how to survive in this season of life. And it's not that bad. Like it's been more manageable than we originally thought it would be, and definitely more manageable than if someone had said 12 months ago, your husband's going to get laid off and he won't work for, you know, months and months and months. And so we couldn't see this coming, but like it's going okay. It's been hard and tricky and we've had to figure some things out for sure. He's doing a little bit of freelance stuff right now, which is, you know, so helpful. It definitely takes some of the fear out, but we couldn't have seen this coming. We couldn't have seen that. So Vinny had a dream a year ago to play select baseball and I was very opposed to it. It's expensive. It's kind of over the top in terms of commitment at this age. I actually recorded a whole episode that I never released about my feelings of elitism with club sports. Maybe someday I'll release it. It's a lot of opinion and it might make a lot of you mad because it kind of goes against my core values. And in some ways, in terms of who has access to club sports and what systems are we upholding when the kids who can afford club sports are the only ones who participate in them, and then they're the ones who are eligible for scholarships because they're the ones who have the most skills at their sport, but they're not necessarily the ones that have the most financial need. So it's just a whole thing. But I couldn't have seen that we would let Vinny do this. We let him try out because he'd been wanting to do it for a long time. And then I was like, okay, you can try out, but we are not doing travel tournaments. And then we did a travel tournament a couple months ago. So realizing that there's things that I was like, we will absolutely not do these things. And then we did them. I also had career things this year that happened that I was not going after that came to me. And so there was a lot of things that I went after that I made happen, and I didn't know if I'd be able to make them happen. So this time a year ago, I did not know. I was hoping that I would be able to host two retreats. I wanted to host a business retreat for my moms who are small business owners, and then I wanted to host a corporate women in leadership retreat. And I ended up doing both of those, and they were both phenomenal. I'm going to do both of them again. If you want information or you want to be notified, just shoot me an email at info@shamelessmom.com and just say, hey, I want your retreat info next time you do a retreat. So hosting those two retreats was so fun, so rewarding. I'm still working with a number of the people that attended the retreats. So that was really cool. I was hoping a year ago I'd be able to pull that off. I pulled it off. It exceeded my expectations. It was really, really incredible. But I wasn't sure that that was going to happen. In the meantime, other things landed in my lap. So I didn't know a year ago that I was going to get to spend this month, this last month, a lot of my time and energy went to speaking at Google. And so for Women's History Month and International Women's Day, I ended up having the opportunity to give three workshops, training sessions at Google, and for two different groups that they have. I mean, there's a women's group that they have, and then they have another group for people who are over the age of 40, employees who are over the age of 40. And I got to speak to these kind of this overlap of these two groups in three different sessions over the course of March. And I couldn't see that coming. And I also, honestly, if someone had said you should try to make that happen, I wouldn't have really known where to go to make it happen. It just kind of came to me via a good friend. Shout out to my good friend who knows who she is, who made this introduction for me. But I couldn't see that. And the other thing I could not see coming a year ago was going to grad school. Honestly, a year ago, this was not on my radar. I was not considering grad school a year ago. What's funny to me about that is because now, like once I started looking into it, it seemed so obvious and like an easy answer. I should say a simple and clear answer, not easy, but a simple and clear answer. But I was not even considering it a year ago. What actually made me start considering it was a conversation with my good friend's husband, who was going back to school. And in talking with him about his reasons for going back to school and also hearing him be really excited about it, I was like, oh my gosh, why am I not looking into this? Like, I was someone who in my 20s really wanted to get a master's, and then life just, you know, kind of took me on different turns and I never pursued it. Also, I had so many student loans in my 20s that I was like, I'm really not up for taking on a bunch more. But at this point, I've paid off my student loans from undergrad, and I was looking into like, how does one fund a graduate degree at this season? And when I started looking into it, something that I thought was completely unattainable, especially while my husband's laid off, suddenly I was like, this is not that unattainable. And maybe this is an ideal time to do this. And I am so excited now that I'm doing this, but I didn't see it coming. Once I started going down the path, I was like, oh, I can totally see opportunity here and potential and possibility, but I didn't see it coming. This episode is supported by AquaTrue. Having clean, safe water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, three out of four homes in America have harmful contaminants in their tap water. So that's why you got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers have a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers, which is what we have, take no installation or plumbing, and they remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters. And they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS, which can lead to potentially adverse health effects like cancer, endocrine system disruption, and liver toxicity, which is part of what makes AquaTrue so special, unique, and important in terms of how they are able to filter water. They also have water purifiers to fit every type of home. So like the installation-free countertop purifier that we have at our house, to higher capacity under sink options. They even have Wi-Fi connected purifiers and mineral boost options. So I'm so excited about our new AquaTrue. And here's the thing. I swear it's like a gentle reminder to actually drink more water every time you walk into your kitchen. So we are drinking more water now, and also more clean water. So more water that is more clean. It feels like a double win. I'm feeling pretty impressed with us. I feel like sink water, tap water becomes invisible at a certain point. And when I see the purifier on my counter, it's like many time a day reminder to like, keep drinking. So I want you to check out AquaTrue for yourself and for your family. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and that makes it a great gift as well. Today, my listeners listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to aquatrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter the code Shameless at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use the code Shameless, S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S. AquaTrue.com, code Shameless. This episode is supported by Mysteries About True Histories, a podcast for your kiddos. So from the creators of the hit podcast, Who Smarted, and Netflix's Brainchild comes the adventurous world of Mysteries About True Histories, affectionately known as MATH. Every episode follows Max and Molly, who have just been recruited into a secret order of problem solvers, on an adventure through time packed with puzzles, hidden equations, history, and laughs, making learning cool. This podcast is perfect for ages 6 and up, and new episodes drop every Thursday, each stacked with so much laughter that your kiddos won't even realize how much they're learning. I love a show where, as a parent, you're like, hey, let's listen or watch this or whatever, and your kids are thinking they're like getting extra device time or what have you, and you're like, they're learning right now. So it feels like such a big win. So I want you to go check out Mysteries About True Histories wherever you listen to podcasts. You can tune into Mysteries About True Histories with your kids. You can follow and listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you're listening to this podcast. So go check out Mysteries About True Histories to listen in and have some fun with your kid while they learn today. So I want you to think about all the things that have happened in the last year that you didn't see coming, things that you did not know when you sat in April of 2023, the things that you did not know would happen, good, bad, or otherwise. And now you're here. And now think about a year from now, April 2025, and think about what you might be sitting in at that time, because there's probably some things that you're already going after, right? Where you're like, I'm really actively working on making these things happen this year. And a year from now, there's a high likelihood that those things could have happened for you. And there's also going to be all these other things that happen that you didn't see coming. Like 2 weeks from now, you might get an opportunity for something where you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that. Or one of your kids will have a need where you're like, okay, I guess this is what we're doing now. Or the universe will hand you something and you might be really mad about it. And you're like, okay, I guess this is what we're doing in this season, whether it's a layoff or a diagnosis or some sort of, you know, other unexpected event personally or professionally. When we think about nothing will be the same a year from now, I think it's really important that we don't get panicky about it. So if you're a person who doesn't like unpredictability and uncertainty, embracing that everything will be different a year from now, you know, might not be like the most welcoming thought for you. And I hear you because I'm a person like that. I have spent a lot of my life in this, and I would say up to the pandemic, I spent a lot of time in this space where I thought, okay, like here's the cards that I'm being dealt right now. So as soon as I get this figured out, then it's like, it'll be good forever. We'll be all set. And this is where parenting has been such a struggle for me, because I wanted, from the day my child was born, I wanted to get to this place where I was like, okay, got it figured out. And now we're set. Now we know what we're doing. And as you all know, like, it changes every single day, if not every single hour, when it comes to parenting. So there's never a time where you're like, and now I got it. Now I figured it all out. So same with life, that we have to get comfortable with the unknown and the uncertainty, and also embrace that the unknown and uncertainty and unpredictability is so constant, and that change is so constant, and that the requirements of us to adapt and figure things out, so constant. And when we know that those things are true and we can hold space for those things being true, then we can start to be open to possibility. And I think we can start with, if we feel panicky thinking, oh my gosh, everything's going to be different a year from now, instead of panicking and maybe even assuming like everything will be worse, we could be open to possibility. Wow, what is possible a year from now? What are some of the great things that could come my way that I want to intentionally hold space for, that I want to intentionally make myself available for, that I want to intentionally assume could totally happen for me? So how do we stay open to possibility when we don't know what's coming, when we really can't see? And maybe we do see, but we also know that there's other things coming that we have no idea. Like, how do you hold space when you don't know what you're holding space for, is basically the question, which sounds really tricky, right? If you know what you're holding space for, then you're like, okay, I know I need to do this and this, and I need to be aware of these three things. And these are the things that could be hard and challenging, but these are the things that'll make it worth it. And when you're sitting in that, you can be actively kind of figuring it out. But when it's unfigureoutable because you don't know what the things are going to be, that's definitely a little more tricky and a little more challenging. So how do we stay open to possibility? So I'm going to invite you to do this in three different ways. So the first way that you can stay open to possibility is to hold hope. Rather than being panicky and like everything could be different a year from now, holding hope that everything will be different a year from now, and oh my gosh, that means some really cool things that I don't know about are coming my way. And hard things are coming my way, but I'm good at figuring out hard things because I'm in the process of raising a kid, or I have raised a kid. For those, I'm assuming that's the situation for all of you, most of you, if not all of you who listen to the show. So you've had to sit in this space of like hard things are going to come your way, and you're good at figuring those out because you have to figure that all the time in motherhood. So how can you hold hope to recognize that there's a bunch of good things coming my way that I don't even know about yet? And there's hard things coming my way, but I know I can figure them out because I've been through a lot of hard things before. And I've had to figure out a lot of hard things before. And I think this is where the resiliency that comes from the pandemic, even though we did not invite it and even though it was not welcome, we really have built that resiliency muscle in ways we don't give ourselves credit for. And so we are resilient in new and different ways that actually allow us to be really strong when the universe is like, here you go. You didn't see this coming. Let me drop a little bomb on you. When we can hold hope, we can be in a space where we can be optimistic about the things that are coming our way, even if they're going to be really hard, really big life lessons. And we can also know that alongside those hard and big life lessons, there's always little bits of gold and little bits of magic. In the face of really, really hard things, there's moments of magic that don't necessarily mean that you are grateful the hard thing happened, but there's moments of magic that show you who you are, that show you who the people around you are, and that changes you going forward. And so holding hope, I think that no matter what comes your way, there's going to be this magic in whatever seasons you're stepping into can be really, really helpful. The other part of holding hope is looking back and looking at all the ways that life has surprised and delighted you in the past. I can think of a handful of things in the last 5 years, even 3 years professionally, that I totally did not see coming. And when they came, it was like I got a call or a text or an email and like tears springing to my eyes where I was like, oh my gosh, I have been preparing for this and I didn't even know I was preparing for it. One of the things that I'm thinking of right now is I had the opportunity to go to London and co-facilitate an event with my speaking coach. And this was a couple years ago. I think I've lost track of time, but I think it was 2.5 years ago or 1.5 year. No, 1.5 years ago. I don't know. Somewhere in that time frame, 1.5 to 2.5 years ago. But I did not see that opportunity coming. And I was so excited. And when she first asked, like, hey, would you maybe be available for this? It felt unreal to me that I was even receiving the email. And then I remember we were up at our cabin and I got the email that was like, yep, we're going to do this. I'm going to work on a contract for you. Like, stay tuned. Here's some of the nitty gritty, but like the rest is coming. And I remember just sitting at my computer with tears in my eyes. Like, I cannot believe this just happened. I didn't see it coming. This is so cool. This is so exciting. I could not have built this dream or like put this on a vision board if I wanted to, because I didn't even know that I wanted it. And it was such a cool experience. We had such a fun trip. I learned so much in terms of speaking and training. I also had just a great time being with my coach, who's also a friend of mine, and like getting to spend quality time together. And so all of that was so incredible. I also think back to personal things in the last few years where life has surprised and delighted me. Actually, getting our cabin would be one of those things. And so we co-own a cabin with another family who we adore. And when we were thinking about this, in the years leading up to this decision, I had forever been like, someday we're going to have a lake cabin. And whenever I would look into this, it was like, well, I guess that will be in 1 million years because apparently that will cost $5 million. And so this was something that was on our radar. And I love a good Zillow search. So I was looking here and there, but never looking in the context of like, oh, like let's take action on any of these opportunities because they just seemed so out of the realm of possibility. And when we had the opportunity to invest in a cabin with another family, it happened really quickly. Like this was definitely not something that we had been planning for a year in advance. It was not on our radar. And it all really kind of came down quickly over the course of like 6 or 8 weeks where we went from like, oh, that could be fun to like done deal, signed papers. And we couldn't see that coming. And so when you look back at the last few years, how can you see and hold space for the idea that really cool big things come your way and that you will continue to be surprised and delighted by the things that life puts in your path and the opportunities that show up for you on any scale? I mean, the scale could be that, like, you adopted a kitten. It could be that you had the opportunity to get back into a writing habit or take up knitting again, or, build garden boxes that you've been wanting to build for 10 years. The opportunities could be so many things. They don't have to be on this, like, super grand life-changing scale, but they absolutely could be. And when we look back and we see that life has surprised and delighted us in those ways in the past, then we can hold out hope that, oh my gosh, of course more things like this are going to happen. The second way to stay open to possibility is to cultivate curiosity. And when we cultivate curiosity, we become more open to new things, and we also become more open to seeing how opportunities could be the right fit for us. So when we aren't cultivating curiosity, we're often quick to shut down ideas or opportunities and think, like, that's not for me, or, oh, I'm not ready yet, or I'm not qualified, or, like, this isn't the right time. And when we cultivate curiosity, we become open to new things and are able to see them in a sense of, oh, I hadn't really thought about that for myself, but what if that would be the right thing for me, or could be the right thing? What if I would be really good at that? What if this would be an amazing opportunity that would change my life or change my family's life or help me, build a relationship that's important to me in a new way? When we are cultivating curiosity, we are open to trying new things, and more new things come, like, show up in our path. If you feel like you're not seeing any new opportunities for yourself, then I would invite you to cultivate curiosity to see, where are the opportunities that are actually right there that you have already decided are not for you? That you've already decided, like, oh, that's for someone else, that's not for me. When we can cultivate curiosity, we're also expanding what we see as possible. This was huge for me in terms of going back to school. And when I was making my decisions, and I did an episode about this recently, when I was making my decisions for around going back to school, and I was really conscientiously thinking about, what do I want to do for the next 20 years? I don't know the answer to that right now. I know that I love the work that I do. I'm not looking to stop the work that I'm doing. I'm not looking to shift gears in any big, huge, dramatic way. But I wanted to expand what's possible. And I knew by going back to school and getting this degree that I would, first of all, learn all these new things that would help me see what's possible in a different way. Because I know that I'm going to see things and be like, oh, wow, I didn't even think about going in that direction. So I want to expand what is possible and stay open to possibility, because I want my work to always be as meaningful to me in any setting as it is today. And right now my work is really, really, and it has been for the last 20 years, my work has been so meaningful to me. It's been such a big part of my identity and brought me so much joy and so much purpose. And so the decision to go back to school was really about expanding what I think is possible, and really understanding that there's way more things possible than I think, or than I currently know. And so when I looked into, could I do this and what would it look like, would have been very easy for me to say, oh, well, like, I don't have time and I can't afford that. And especially with my husband not working, and I have almost 12 year old who takes a lot of time and energy, and somehow seems to take more time and energy the older he gets, in a good way at times, but also sometimes in challenging ways. So I could have easily been like, well, grad school's not for me. It's not the right time. Like, this is not a time to put our family in that kind of a financial situation. I have a kid who really needs me. I should wait till he, is more grown. I could have, for a million reasons, thought that this wasn't the right time. But the more I started reading about the program that I'm in at Gonzaga, the more I thought, oh my gosh, this is the program. This is the program that was built for me to do it at exactly this time in my life. This program is designed for people who work full time, for people who have families. It's designed where you take one class at a time. It does not take over your whole entire life. And when I looked at affordability, I was like, oh, if I do it this way and that way and look into, budgeting it in one direction or taking out loans in another direction, like, all of a sudden I was like, oh, like, the thing that is definitely not inexpensive is manageable if I look at it in a different way. And so when we cultivate that curiosity, just like, I wonder what that could look like, or I wonder what this program is about, or I wonder if that is possible, or if I could do that, or if this would be the right season for me to try it, all of a sudden things start to open up and we see potential in a lot of different ways that we hadn't before. This episode is supported by Nutrafol. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, you are not alone. Thinning hair is normal, but it's not openly talked about, so it can feel lonely and frustrating and sometimes even embarrassing when you're going through it yourself. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about their thinning hair with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Oh my gosh, I am a heavy shedder, so if you are a heavy shedder, or if you are someone who's wanting to thicken your hair, I definitely want you to try out Nutrafol. I have loved using it myself, and I know multiple other people have used it and have found great results. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. To get started, you can take their hair quiz on Nutrafol.com, which will give you a personalized health plan based on your special root causes. Nutrafol is committed to helping you identify root causes of any shedding or hair loss so that you can really start to rebuild healthy hair in a way that is customized to you. So take the first steps to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code SHAMELESS. Find out why 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Go to Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code SHAMELESS. Nutrafol.com, code SHAMELESS. This episode is supported by a podcast I want to share with you called Understood Explains. So this show is about navigating ADHD, dyslexia, and other learning and thinking differences, which can be so confusing. And so every season of the show is around a different theme. So there's a season on special education, there's a season on ADHD diagnosis for adults, and the current season is all about IEPs. I love this podcast because the episodes are 10 to 15 minutes long. So if you are short on time or short on focus, you can take this content in super quickly, easily. It's very digestible. And the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert, Juliana Urtube. So Juliana talks all about how to navigate educational plans, IEPs. She talks about the differences between IEPs and 504 plans. She really breaks things down in a really clear and simple way so that you have some of those questions that you might be thinking around, like, does this pertain to my child? Is this something I need to be looking into? Like, where do we go from here? Where do I go if I have questions? Juliana has you covered. She explains so many different things and so many different little pieces and nuance of IEPs and special education and different things on Understood Explains. So I want you to go check it out wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can go listen to Understood Explains. Just go into your podcast app, do a search for Understood Explains, and it will pop right up. Click on it, pick your episode, and get the answers that you've been looking for and the support that you need around different learning differences and differences in school. The third way to stay open to possibility is to love learning. And I don't mean love learning like textbook learning, although if you are a textbook learning lover, absolutely continue to love that. It's been really funny being back in school. There was a woman on one of our calls recently who made a comment about, like, the thing that she loves most about being back in school is being able to really embrace her inner nerd and have an actual excuse to cozy up with, like, 6 books and like a cup of tea on a Saturday night. And she's like, this is just like the life I've been waiting for. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love it. Because I also am like, oh, I just love my school books. Like, I love highlighting and getting out post-it notes. So loving learning can look like that, but loving learning can look like so many other things. So loving learning can be gaining learning, or, you know, stepping into opportunities to learn about yourself. Step into opportunities to learn about yourself in new ways, whether that is through listening to podcasts or reading books, whether it's through going to different events, whether it's doing personal development work, like going to a retreat or, you know, going to like a girls' weekend or learning some new stuff at work. I was just talking to someone the other day who was one of my executive coaching clients, has a new opportunity at work in a new area that's really unfamiliar to her. And so she's in this space of really being able to love learning, and she's learning about herself, the things that make her really uncomfortable, the things that she historically has shied away from, and learning, like, oh, I have shied away from these kinds of things in the past, but it's actually the moments when I've decided not to shy away from these things that really great things have happened. And that's been really exciting for her to see. And so now that she's really open to, I want to really learn about myself and I want to learn how I can succeed and thrive in this new area with this new opportunity, she's learning a lot of great things about herself that she can apply moving forward. Also, loving learning about how you handle hard situations so that you can build trust and resilience that you can handle hard situations, and loving learning about doing things that you didn't think were possible. I love, and I think it's so important and sometimes crucially necessary, to look back at an experience that was hard and like messy and maybe really fumbly and maybe full of failures and pick out, what did I need to learn in that moment? I spent so much time doing this when I was learning how to ski. I mean, literally for like 3 years straight, every ski season, every single day of every single ski season, thinking through like, what did I learn today? Because I really would get up on the mountain every single time. And if you've followed me for a long time, I talked about this ad nauseum over the course of a few winters. But I would get up on the mountain every time and just be like, oh my God, please don't let me die. That was like all I could think about. But after the fact, I could really pick apart after every lesson and after every ski day, and then after a whole season, what are the things that I did that I didn't think were possible? And what does that mean for other things that I don't think are possible? When you love learning about the things that you've done and recognizing like, wow, that was messy, or I didn't do a great job at that, or I really hated that, but what do I stand to learn from it? We can learn so much about ourselves and also really acknowledge what we're capable of doing and how that might help us moving forward. I learned a lot about how I love feeling physically strong. And when I'm skiing, I feel physically strong. I did not feel that way the first day I did it, but I love feeling physically strong. And so for me, that was eye-opening in terms of being open to possibility about what other opportunities can I step into where I feel physically strong. That contributed to me deciding to get back into doing triathlons 2 years ago and signing up for a triathlon, because I was like, I know that I love feeling strong, and this is going to be something that lets me feel strong. And that is a like really significant place for me. Also, loving learning in a way where you challenge assumptions about yourself and about the opportunities that you think you're qualified for and or you think you deserve or you're worthy of. So challenging assumptions around like, I could never do that. Well, what if you could learn how to do that? Or like, that opportunity is not for me. Well, but what if you could learn the right things so that it would be the right opportunity for you? And oftentimes when we are open to learning and we just have that curiosity around learning, all of a sudden we start to see things as possible in very different ways. So how can you stay open to possibility by holding hope, by cultivating curiosity, and by loving learning? This is going to help you be open to a year from now having so many things be completely different, and for you to be able to embrace, oh my gosh, nothing's the same as it was in April 2024. And here I am. And here's all the ways that I've proven how strong and capable I am. And here's all the ways that I got through this thing where I thought, oh my gosh, I'll never get through this. Here's all the ways that things landed in my lap and I was able to confidently just take them and run because I had been holding hope for new things. I had been curious about what I was capable of. So as you move forward in your day and in your month this month, in the month of April, know that great things are coming your way, hard things are coming your way, and a year from now, nothing will be the same. And I'm right there with you. A year from now, nothing will be the same for me either. So as always, I'm in this with you, always. Thank you so much for joining me in the Shameless Mom Academy today. I really, really appreciate you being here, and I hope you learned something new. As always, this conversation will be continued over in our free private Facebook group. You can join that group by going to shamelessmom.com/Facebook to connect with other shameless moms just like you. Additionally, if this is your first time listening to the show, know that we are here every Monday and Wednesday with a brand new episode. So make sure you subscribe. Go to whatever podcast app you use and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. You can do that directly if you go to shamelessmom.com/review. That will put you in Apple Podcasts, where you can click on the subscribe button, and you can also leave a review. If you scroll down a little bit, you can leave a 5-star review. You can write a few sentences letting me know what you thought about the show. If you let me know how the show has impacted you in becoming a more shameless mom, you might be nominated to be Shameless Mom of the Week. Also, please share this episode. My goal is to help more mamas be more shameless every damn day. So please do share this episode. You can take a screenshot of the episode on your phone and then share it out on social media. Tag me at the Shameless Mom Academy on Facebook or Instagram. I'm quick to reply and eager to send you Facebook love and love to be connected to all of you. So again, thank you for being here. I can't wait to be back here again with you in just a couple days. And until then, no matter what you do today, make sure you do it shamelessly.
Hi there, I'm Andrea Owen, self-help author with 19 translations of my books, global keynote speaker, and life coach. My podcast, Make Some Noise, has been serving up self-help in a simple-to-digest way for the last decade. The topics brought in each episode are practical and easy to implement around topics such as working through fears that keep you stuck, different modalities of therapy, managing your negative self-talk, and more. We bring you guest experts, solo episodes, and I even coach listeners on the air around relatable struggles. I also do my best to weave my sense of humor into some heavy topics because, let's face it, life can be pretty hard, and it's so much better when we can have some fun while walking through our challenges. Whether you're seasoned in personal development or just starting out, Make Some Noise podcast will help you become the best version of yourself, the person you're proud of when you look in the mirror and show up in your life. Simply search Make Some Noise with Andrea Owen wherever you listen to your podcasts.